And welcome to the Schools in Session podcast, a place where we talk about how you or your teenager can truly make a difference. I am your host, Chanel, and in this podcast, we dive deep into how you and your kids can educate themselves through the pandemic. We also talk about how to stay motivated and how to find a fulfilling career pathway for the future. This is the place where we bring you tons of value and content all at the click of a button. Our future belongs to the next generation who need our support and encouragement to create epic lives. This podcast is Next Level, a way to tap into your child's personal expression and creativity. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. This is Schools in Session, the podcast. Hello. Hey. Wow. So, very first episode, Schools in Session, the podcast. My name is Chanel. I'm based out of Auckland, New Zealand here. And what can I say? I'm just super grateful and excited you're here. And I was sipping my morning coffee this morning and going, man, what should I put in the first episode? And I've got a long list of topics that I want to talk about. And I was just like, you know what? We're literally just going to talk about why I started this, you know, what is it going to be? And what it looks like in the future. And I did think about the first episode introducing myself and my journey, and I just didn't feel the need, you know, but just a bit of a rundown so you do know, you know, who I am. I'm Chanel. I'm a lover, a motivator, an explorer of this earth. And I just love to create epic stories. And I just have such a huge imagination. And I'm literally going to be the best auntie ever because I'm going to build fort houses on the floor and watch Disney movies till the sun come home. And that's who I am. I'm a creative, and I just love to get out there and experience what this life has to offer. And yeah, if you want a bit more of a rundown, you know, have a look at my socials. I've been in the military. I've been in youth work for years, and I've owned and managed businesses. So I've really grown and had so many life lessons over my short time on this planet so far. And as I said, right now, I don't really feel the need to go into it. But just so you know, this podcast comes with purpose, and it just comes with great energy. And that's exactly what I want to bring to the table. This is a place, you know, you can come to if you're a parent or a teenager or a teacher. And in this space, you will find next level conversation around how to motivate, get that extra edge or understanding on your child and where they're at right now. And I was scrolling Google and Spotify and stuff and seeing what podcasts were out there. And there's just so many. There's personal development, self-development, education, TED Talks, you know, health and nutrition. And if you're a podcast guru, I don't need to go into it, but I could not find anything like this. Specifically, I could not find anything that really helps our next generation to level up and get excited about life and the opportunities that they have right now. And it's really exciting. And this podcast, where it really challenges you as parents and teachers, or even if you're the teenager listening, it teaches you how to adapt and grow and level up in this world that's just full of, I suppose, the pandemic. You know, it's chaos. I really should timestamp this episode because it's crazy. I'm recording this podcast, I think, in November 2021, and half the world's still shut down. Yet in a few months' time, we're all going to open again. And, you know, while it's super exciting, it's actually super scary for a lot of people, you know, a lot of unknowns. And I just hope that this podcast gives you the confidence to know that everything's going to be okay and that you really do have such great opportunity in your hands right now. Anyway, the ideology around Schools in Session is to just really make a difference. And however you choose to take it, I hope you get something out of it. And if you do, that's great. And, you know, you aren't going to find this sort of education in school or a newsletter sent home by the teacher. So, yeah, Schools in Session. You know, why did it start? And I've had to really do some thinking on this. I'm currently 30, and I knew that I wanted to work with youth when I was maybe 12 or 13. So Schools in Session has been birthing for many, many years, many, many years. And, you know, if you're a part of my close circle, you would know I've always been talking about a program called Impact. And for me, it was always a program to help our teenagers think differently, to have more, you know, to grab that inner knowing inside of themselves that they're destined for, and take that knowing and transform it. And, you know, now for so many years, I attempted to get this out. You know, I hosted events and it just wouldn't evolve into anything. And I remember hosting an event in Aotea Square in Auckland, which for those who don't live in New Zealand, it's one of our major cities, and it's a square, and it's, you know, you got high rises around it and whatnot. And I jumped onto the internet and seen if this place was booked out, and it wasn't. And so I ended up, you know, having some dancers and making signs and bringing food and all that sort of stuff. And we all went to the square and my dancers didn't show up. The food that I got them, I had no idea what to do with, you know. And then next minute I get someone walk over to me and they said, "You need to leave. We're hosting an event here." And all of a sudden they started putting up tents and, you know, those silver barriers so that, you know, you couldn't move. And in my mind, and I was just sitting there in disbelief, like, do you guys not see what I see? And like, I'm here trying to change the world and you're kicking me out right now. And while I've had so much growth since then, I just felt so defeated and embarrassed. And, you know, no one was there. No one showed up. And I honestly thought about giving up, but I didn't. And over the last probably 5 years, I've had this nudge to keep helping children. And I really struggled to define it. And I would go to, you know, friends' parties and things like that. And they'd be like, "How's Impact?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, it's good. Like, I'm going to step into it full time." And, you know, then I'd walk away at the end of the night and go, "Oh my God, I have no idea what Impact is. I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know what it represents. But all I know is I want to help children. I want to help teenagers. You know, I want them to take what I've learned and do better, be better, you know?" And so it probably came to the lockdown of 2021. I finally had the chance to stop. I was, you know, running from point to point. I was full-time as a business manager for our family company. I was just hectic. And then all of a sudden, the lockdown hit. Our clients decided to take a bit of a break because they were tired, and COVID-19 was, you know, becoming more apparent in New Zealand here. And I just literally came to a forced stop, you know. I no longer had all this work to keep me busy, and I had a whole lot of opportunity to do a whole lot of other things. And as soon as I stopped and just took that breath, all of a sudden, just idea after idea and download after download, and I couldn't keep up, and I just felt all this overwhelm of creative energy just coming out of me. And if I look back at what I was trying to do a few years ago to now, it was the same sort of concept, but it's like the universe or someone just gave me all these ideas on a platter and just so much more defined to the point. And it literally came with a whole new name of Schools in Session. And it was super exciting. And ever since then, I've just been working on it and working on it and working on it. And if you asked me, where does your drive come from? You know, what makes you think that you can work with teenagers? And over here in New Zealand, youth work is a very specialized field. And you really have to be government vetted to do it, because they look at our youth and our children and our teenagers as very vulnerable, in which they are, right? Their minds are like sponges. They literally just absorb everything every single day. And I was working for, you know, some youth programs, and I've done a couple. I've done some that are more towards the mental health of adolescents, and I've done some that are more towards caring and bringing fun and play into children's day. So I've done both ends of the spectrum, and none of them really vibed with me. And I didn't understand why. I was like, I had all these ideas and how was I going to put them into a platform if that platform didn't exist? So I knew that I had to start my own platform. And that came from when I was a kid. When I was a kid in school and I went, you know, I went to a few different schools and going through college, you know, you get to pick your subjects and you're starting to narrow down what you're going to do with your life. And I was always the kid who wanted more. You know, I didn't, not in the sense that I wanted more on my dinner plate or I wanted more as in the latest shoes, is I craved more growth. I wanted answers to my questions on why and that sort of thing. And, you know, my family was amazing at giving me the opportunity right through school to play sports. I mean, I played every sport under the sun. I played softball, badminton, tennis, you know, soccer, multiple teams. And I did everything. You know, I wanted to try everything. I didn't want to leave anything unexperienced in case I did like it and it went to a different avenue. And I'd show up and to sports and I just loved the team cohesion and loved the thought of challenge and competition. And yeah, anyway, something still didn't feel right. And it came to when I was picking my subjects for the following year. And in New Zealand, I don't know how it goes for other countries, but in New Zealand, you pick five or six different subjects and that leads to the next year and the next year until you graduate and then you go off to university. Anyway, I was looking at these school subjects and you had your sports and your maths and your English and your sciences and your physics and your histories. And I looked at that and I thought, what do I want to be when I grow up? The most simple question that you could ask any teenager or child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I looked at that and I didn't want to be any of these. I said to my mum one day, I walked in and I said, Mum, I don't want to do any of these subjects. I said, I want to be a motivational person who motivates sports teams. And she looked at me and she looked at me with that look like, Chanel, why can't you just pick something normal for once? And I looked at her and said, I'm going to do sports. I'm going to do both sports classes. So that's 2 out of 6, but I don't know what to do for the rest because I don't want to do Japanese and I don't want to do history and I don't want to do physics. So what do I do? And she said, Chanel, what you want to do doesn't exist. And she was right. At the time, you know, we're talking not the early 2000s. I think it was about 2007, 2008. Sports motivational therapists, I suppose, didn't really exist. That whole personal development, self-development thing was just coming around and there was no real pathway, traditional pathway to that, right? So I went to my teacher and I said, you know, I want to be a sports motivational therapist. How do I do it? And she turned around to me and said, Chanel, that doesn't exist. You have to pick something off there. And I went home so deflated and I thought, pick something off a list. Whereas this is going to determine the rest of my life. And you're asking me to pick something off a list that doesn't even have what I want to do. And I couldn't fathom that. So anyway, as I went on, I did my 2 sports classes, even though my parents said they were a waste of time, and I picked some other random subjects. And the thing is, I excelled in sports, but I failed maths, and I wasn't the greatest at history either, and I ended up not getting university entrance. It was then that I kind of knew, okay, well, what now? Because the traditional pathway is to go to university, not to fail your university entrance. And then what do I do? Go get a trade. And that's kind of what they said to me. And that's when I jumped into the military and searched for another longing, you know, try uncover why I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And if I look back at it now, the problem was that everyone around me only knew what they knew, you know, and what they knew they took for gospel. They had stopped growing themselves. They had stopped teaching themselves. And so unconsciously, my parents and my teachers, by them stopping at that boundary, they also gave me boundaries. And I used to sit there and ask questions, and I just wasn't getting the answers that I wanted. And there is always something more, you know. This generation we have coming up, whether you're a millennial or Gen Y or Gen X or Gen Z, they're not lazy. In fact, they're creative and challenging, and they're what we call our game changers. And they've had to be. They've had to look at this world differently. And if we look at the world now, these generations coming up are exactly what we need in such a world full of chaos. And everyone has their own version of what it's like at the moment. But a big group to me that always, and I mean always, I've always felt have been left behind are our youth and our children. And for some reason, we used to always do what we need to do for our kids, teach them, celebrate them. And these days, it's not something you see very often, if at all. We all have to learn that we have, you know, what we're doing is substandard. And you as a parent and teacher, and in fact, as an adult, have a certain responsibility to guide our teenagers. And we need to start being good role models to keep growing so the ones after us become something better and leave this earth better for the next generations that come after us. And I might actually even talk about this in the next episode, but if you're one of those teachers and parents, you know, who acknowledge that we need more teachings and simply need to lift our kids up, then this podcast is for you. So, I'm not going to go too much more in depth into it. That's just a little bit of an overview of a bit of a story on, you know, where does this come from, and why I just think it's so important to have these conversations, especially around the next generations and what we can do for them. It's not about us anymore. It's 100% totally about them. And yeah, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in, and we are going to be back soon with just some great epic content. So I'll see you guys soon. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Skills in Session podcast. Please, if you liked what you heard, do not forget to subscribe. Until next time.